If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Coffee Break Swedish, Season 1, Lesson 19. Hej och välkomna till Coffee Break Swedish. Jag heter Mark.
Och jag heter Hanna.
Hur mår du, Hanna?
Jag mår bra, tack Mark. Hur mår du?
Jag mår jättebra idag, tack. We're back with another episode of Coffee Break Swedish. And in this episode, we are dealing with a very important topic, and that is the topic of time. We've mentioned a few things about time in previous lessons, but this time we're going to really focus on telling the time, and it's going to come in very useful, I'm sure, for all our learners. Det låter bra?
Det låter jättebra, Mark.
Okej, ska vi börja?
Ja, låt oss börja. So we already talked a little bit about time. Do you remember that, Mark?
I think we've talked about kind of leaving times of trains and things like that.
Yeah, so see if you remember this phrase, for example. Affären öppnar klockan tio.
Okay, say that again.
Affären öppnar klockan tio.
I think what you're saying there is that the shop opens at like 10 o'clock.
Yes, good. Okay, so that's a good starting point. Mm-hmm. And I think it was last lesson we talked about trains. So if you remember, if I say tåget till Örebro avgår klockan 14.23 från spår 4.
That was quite a lot. Can you say it again? Perhaps a little more slowly.
Tåget till Örebro avgår klockan 14.23 från spår 4.
Okay, so in that case, I think you're saying that the train to Örebro departs at 14.23?
Yes.
Okay, and it leaves from, what do we call it, platform 4.
Excellent. Okay, so nothing today is going to, I would say nothing today is going to be as complicated as that. So we're going
to
be fine.
That sounds good. Okay, to tell the time, can we use the, like you were using the 24-hour clock there. Do you use the 24-hour clock when you're talking normally in Swedish?
No, so I would say we use the 24-hour clock all the time in Sweden when it's, it's important, like on the minute, but when we just speak to each other, we use a 12-hour clock.
Okay, let's learn how to ask the question, what time is it, and give the time then.
Yes, so to start with, when we ask what the time is, we say, hur mycket är klockan?
Okay, let's slow that down.
Hur mycket är klockan?
So literally you're saying there, how much is the clock?
Yes.
So I'll try saying it. Hur mycket är klockan?
Bra. Hur mycket är klockan?
Right. So to answer the question, if it's 1 o'clock, for example.
Klockan är ett.
Right. This sounds fairly straightforward. So klockan, the clock, the time, är ett is one.
Yes, you don't have to sound so suspicious that it's this simple. It is this simple, I promise you.
Okay, right, so klockan är ett. Right, would it's 2 o'clock be klockan är två?
Ja, bra, klockan är två.
So we would go straight through all of the times. Klockan är tre.
Klockan är tre.
It's 4 o'clock.
Klockan är fyra. Klockan är fem. Klockan är sex. Klockan är sju. Klockan är åtta. Klockan är nio. klockan är 10, klockan är 11 och klockan är 12.
Right. I was wondering if there were going to be any exceptions to this rule. But with klockan är 12, would you say like it's midday or it's midnight?
No, we could say mitt på dagen, in middle of the day, but when we say the time, we just say klockan 12. And you know if it's in the middle of the night or if it's during the day.
Okay. I guess you can take that from the context. Good.
Yeah.
So for the hours, that's straightforward enough. What about you know, like the quarter past, half past and so on?
Yeah, so if we start with quarter past, is över is past. So is klockan är kvart över ett.
Right. So the word for quarter?
Kvart.
Kvart. So kvart över and then the number. So
yes.
Klockan är kvart över ett.
Perfect. Klockan är kvart över ett.
So that would be the time is, or it is a quarter past one. Quarter past one.
Yes. So quarter two is kvart I ett.
So is that I the same word as in like in?
Yes.
Okay. Klockan är kvart I ett. It's quarter to one. I realize in English, in different parts of the English speaking world, we use different words for this, a quarter after and a quarter past and so on. But we'll stick to what we say in the UK for now. But a quarter past two would be 2:15, so that would be kvart över två.
Yes.
And quarter to two, so that's 1:45, that would be kvart I två, yeah?
Ja, kvart I två. So it's that simple.
So what happens with half past?
Well, it gets a little bit more complicated now, not the way we say it. So if we start how we say it, it's just very simple. Halv två.
Halv två. So that's just like half two.
Yes, but that's an hour difference, unfortunately. So when we say halv två, we mean 1:30.
Right, so it's like halfway to 2 o'clock.
Exactly. You really sound like that makes sense, Mark. I appreciate it, because most of my students don't feel like that.
Okay, well, I may have a slight advantage in the sense that I do know some German, and it works exactly the same way in German. So if you don't know German, then this will definitely be new to you, or indeed other languages where this works. So, klockan är halv två would be halfway to 2 o'clock, therefore it is half one for us.
Ja, precis.
Okay.
So with that in mind, what do you think then half past four in Swedish would be?
Right, so that would be half past four, halfway to 5 o'clock. Klockan är halv fem?
Ja, perfekt. And if I say to you halv åtta, in Swedish, what would that be in English?
Okay, so again, it's halfway to 8 o'clock, therefore it would be half seven.
Ja, bra, you getting it.
I think it does take a little bit of mental adjustment to work this one out. But if we always think of it as halfway to the next hour, and if you're really struggling, then I guess you could just say 7:30.
Exactly. And I think that's a very good, valid point, because what I mostly have an issue is when I meet Swedish friends in Britain, because that's when we get confused with it.
Yeah, you don't want to turn up an hour early or an hour late.
No, and I have done both.
Oh, dear. Okay, so just to be clear then, if we were to say the time is 7:30, what would that be?
Well, it depends if it is in the evening or the morning, because if you say it like that, then is you're using the 24-hour clock. Ah, so okay. If it's 7:30 in the morning, 7:30.
So would you just say klockan är 7:30?
Ja. And if it's in the evening, I would say klockan är 19:30.
19:30. But in both cases, we could say halv åtta.
Ja.
Okay.
So before we take a short break, should we just learn the other times, like 10 past and 10 to?
Yeah, okay. 20 past. Okay. I hope these are easy.
Yeah, they will be, I promise you. Okay. So, klockan Klockan är fem över två.
Right, so that is över, which is what we use for quarter past. So över must be past, therefore would that be the time is five past two?
Yes, exactly. Klockan är fem över två.
Klockan är fem över två.
Så nästa, klockan är tio över två.
Right, so I'm guessing that's ten past. Klockan är tio över två.
Ja, precis.
Okay.
Och klockan är 20 över två.
So again, klockan är 20 över två. So that would be 20 past two.
Ja, perfekt. Okay. Bra.
Okay, it's going well so far. Can I try the next one? Would it be klockan är 25 över två?
Well, you think so. But no, oh. No, it's not at all.
Right, okay, so what's going on here?
This is what my students think I have made up just to annoy them. But in Swedish, the next one we say, klockan är fem i halv tre.
Right, so there's so much going on here. The time is 5:02. Halfway to the next hour, yeah?
Yes, well done.
So, klockan är fem i halv tre. That actually means it's 25 past two.
Yes, exactly. Klockan är fem i halv tre. Really makes sense, doesn't it?
Right, okay. I just hope no one ever asks me the time when it's 25 past the hour.
So, with this in mind... next one, I guess, is halv tre. Mm-hmm. But then if we have 25 to three, how would you say that in Swedish, do you think?
Oh, right. Would it be five past halfway to the next hour?
Yes, exactly. But how do we say that in Swedish?
Right. Klockan är fem över halv tre.
Perfekt. Klockan är fem över halv tre.
Oh, it's crazy. It's crazy. So please tell me it gets more straightforward now. Do we go back to normal here?
Yes, we go back to normal. So 20 to three is klockan är 20 i tre.
Okay. Klockan är 20 i tre.
Klockan är 10 i tre.
Klockan är tio i tre, so 10 to 3.
And the last one, klockan är fem i tre.
Klockan är fem i tre. Right.
Do you need a break?
I think I do need a break. The 25 past and the 25 to just kind of blew my mind a bit there. Let's take a short break. We'll be back very soon while I process this in my mind.
Coffee Break Swedish podcast episodes are free, but did you know there's a full online course available?
We offer video versions of the lessons where you see the words and phrases on the screen of your device. There are lesson notes providing further information and additional vocabulary, and a bonus audio episode for every lesson.
To find out more about our online course, go to coffeebreakswedish.com.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, welcome back. We are learning to tell the time in Swedish today, it's going quite well. There was a little bump on the road there when we had to learn 25 past being 5 to halfway to the next hour, but I think we're getting there.
Yes, I know it's a bit complicated. One thing I forgot to mention is that when we write klockan in Swedish, we use an abbreviation. It's KL, and you can see that everywhere. So it's just for you to know.
That is useful to know. I guess we would be seeing that on opening times and starting times and so on. So just KL with a dot or without a dot?
Without a dot.
Okay. Let us put this into some practice. I think we need to do some more practice, but perhaps putting the times into context. So let's imagine, I don't know, I'm in the tourist information office and I could be asking some things. Can you give me some questions to ask and then you can tell me the answers and we'll see if we can work these out.
So let's imagine that you're in the tourist information and you want to know when the museum opens. Do you remember that vocabulary?
Yep. Okay, so that would be när öppnar museet?
Bra. När öppnar museet?
Mm-hmm. So when does the museum open? När öppnar museet?
Ja, museet öppnar klockan 10.
Right, so you're saying that the museum opens at 10 o'clock, yeah?
Ja, perfect.
Okay, right.
And what about closing? If you would ask when the pharmacy is closing.
Right, is that stänger?
Bra, stänger. Yeah.
So, när stänger apoteket?
Ja, bra. Apoteket stänger klockan 5:30.
So the pharmacy closes at 5:30.
Akta dig, Mark.
Sorry, what does that mean?
Watch out.
Oh, right. I've realized where I've gone wrong here because I've fallen for the 5:30. I was thinking that's 5:30, but of course it's halfway to 6 o'clock. So the pharmacy closes at 5:30.
Yes, well done. And it's so easily done.
What was the expression you used there? Akta dig?
Akta dig is to watch out.
To watch out, okay. So what's the verb there?
Att akta.
Att akta.
Yeah, so att akta can be to be careful about something or to watch out. We have a very famous children's song. It's called Akta. Lilla snigel, akta dig.
Lilla snigel? What's a lilla snigel?
Little snail, watch out.
Ah, right.
Otherwise, okay. I come in and take you. And it's quite scary.
It does sound it. Let's move on. Let's get back to our time telling, our telling the time. Okay, so what other things might I ask in the tourist information office?
So what about the trains? So if you would go to Uppsala, mm-hmm. and you want to know when the train departs, how would you say that? Why would you ask that?
Right. So when does the train for Uppsala depart? Okay, let's think about this. När avgår tåget till Uppsala?
Ja, bra. När avgår tåget till Uppsala? And I reply, tåget till Uppsala avgår 3:15.
So it leaves at 2:45?
Ja, bra.
Right, okay. Tåget till Uppsala avgår 2:45. In that kind of scenario, perhaps if we were in the station, would you be more likely to hear tåget till Uppsala avgår 14:45?
Well, I guess if you're a person who works at the train station and it's about the minutes, mm-hmm. you know, they would say 14:45. But just between friends or two people, that it doesn't matter to that is on the minute. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 2:45.
2:45. Okay. Mm. Let's continue this because I'm liking practicing this.
Okay, so if you remember the word for a bicycle rental place.
Oh yeah, the cykeluthyrning.
Ja, bra. Cykeluthyrning. So if you would ask when it opens, how would you say that in Swedish?
Could I say när öppnar cykeluthyrning?
Hyrningen, the.
Ah, of course, right. Okay, yeah. När öppnar cykeluthyrningen?
Bra, cykeluthyrningen.
Right. När öppnar cykeluthyrningen?
Perfekt, bra. And I reply, tyvärr är den stängd idag, men den öppnar imorgon klockan 8:30.
Oh, kan du repetera?
Ja, tyvärr är den stängd idag, men den öppnar imorgon klockan 8:30.
Right, okay, I think I've got it this time. Are you saying, unfortunately, it's closed today?
Ja, bra.
But it opens tomorrow at 9:30, 8:30.
Yes, well done.
Okay, so just let's talk about this a little second, because you said tyvärr är den stängd idag. What's the den there?
Yeah, so if you remember that cykeluthyrning is an N word.
Mm-hmm.
So if we say it in Swedish, it really depends on what noun we're talking about. So if it's an N word, then we call it den.
Uh-huh.
And if it's an et word, then we say det.
Right, so if we were talking about the apoteket, could I have said tyvärr är det stängt?
Precis.
Dog. Right. And in that situation, does stängd change as well?
Ja, så tyvärr är det stängt.
Right. So it's the T sound as opposed to stängd. This is tricky. I think we should move on. let's do some more simple things.
I thought I would teach you a new word today.
Okay.
It's utställning.
Utställning. What would that mean?
So that is an exhibition.
Oh, right. Okay, so I guess museums have different exhibitions at different times. Okay.
Exactly. And if you had to guess, Mark, do you think utställning is an N or an et word?
Going by what you've said in the past, I think it will be an N word.
I really appreciate that you listen to me, Mark. Well done. Yes, it's en utställning, an exhibition.
Okay. Could I ask you then, när öppnar utställningen?
Perfekt, bra, ja. And I reply, utställningen öppnar klockan 11 och stänger klockan 4.
En gång till.
Utställningen öppnar klockan 11 och stänger klockan 4.
So the exhibition opens at 11 o'clock and it closes at 4 o'clock.
Yes, well done.
Okay.
I think almost that you're ready for another new word.
Okay, bring it on. I've coped with 25 past, so I'll cope, I'm sure, with another word.
So I thought I would teach you the word visning.
Right, what's that?
It's a guided tour.
Oh, now, I think we've come across, is there a verb visa?
Yes, which is to show.
To show. I'm sure we've come across that at some point. I can't quite remember when, but I'm sure we've come across that word. So visning is when someone shows you around, a tour.
Yes. So if you're in the museum at an exhibition, mm-hmm. it's a big chance that they will have a tour of it.
Okay.
And once again, N or et word?
Well, I'll go with N again.
Excellent. So is visningen.
Visningen. Okay.
So if I asked you, när börjar visningen? What do you think that means?
Would that be when does the tour begin?
Yes.
Right. So när börjar visningen?
Ja. And I can reply. Det är en visning varje hel- och halvtimme. Nästa visning på svenska börjar klockan 1:30 och nästa visning på engelska börjar klockan 2.
Right, okay. The first part of the sentence threw me completely, but then I think the second part kind of helped me to understand maybe what you've said. Let's hear the whole answer again.
Det är en visning varje hel och halvtimme. Nästa visning på svenska börjar klockan 1:30 och nästa visning på engelska börjar klockan 2.
Right, so I'm going to translate the second part first. I think you said the next tour in Swedish begins at halfway to 2:00, so 1:30. And then the next tour in English begins at 2:00, klockan 2.
Ja, bra. Well done.
So the first part, can you say that again?
Det är en visning varje hel och halvtimme.
Is that like saying there's a tour every, like, half hour and whole hour?
Yes, but kind of the opposite. So I said det är en visning varje hel, so every whole, and och halvtimme, and half hour.
And half hour, right. Okay, that was tricky. That was pretty tricky, but we got there in the end. That's where we're going to leave this episode. Now, if you would like to get access to the lesson notes, the bonus audio, and the video version of this lesson, then you can do so over on the Coffee Break Academy. That's at coffeebreakacademy.com, where you can find the bonus materials for this lesson and, of course, the whole course of Coffee Break Swedish. Just head over to the Coffee Break Academy to find out more.
And you can find us on Facebook. Just search for Coffee Break Swedish, and we post regular content to help you to build your culture knowledge of all things Swedish.
Excellent. Jättebra. We will be back next time, and it's lesson 20, so we'll be doing a bit of a review of what we've covered over the past 9 lessons in this second part of Coffee Break Swedish, and we hope you're looking forward to that. Until then, tack så mycket. Och hej då!
Hej då!
You have been listening to a production of the Coffee Break Academy for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2020, Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2020, Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.